AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. A severe rainstorm struck Bosnia overnight, killing at least 14 people and flooding several towns and villages in the southern and central parts of the country. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports cities across Taiwan are dealing with the aftermath of heavy rain and flooding from Typhoon Krathen.
Normal life is resuming across Taiwan on Friday after Typhoon Krathen brought torrential rainfall to the island but finally dissipated over a mountain range. Schools and businesses are reopening with the exception of the city of Kaohsiung, Pingtung County and some parts of Hualien County and New Taipei. Domestic flights, which had been grounded for 2 days, are resuming too. In Kaohsiung, local resident Mr. Chiang says, "My tin roof was torn apart by the strong wind and then fell to the ground. I was sleeping at home but was woken up by a loud noise. I was so scared." A heavy rain advisory remains in place for the northern coast and mountainous areas where two landslides did occur early Friday. I'm Charles De La Desma.
The European Union's top court said that some FIFA rules on player transfers can conflict with the European Union's legislation relating to competition and freedom of movement. Israel has carried out a series of massive airstrikes overnight in the southern suburbs of Beirut. In an AP interview, analyst Bara Shaban says the Middle East is likely on the brink of a regional conflict after failures of diplomacy.
We are definitely at a very, very dangerous moment. We are literally on the brink of a regional conflict. There is a lot of talk about this as being just a limited operation or just a limited incursion inside Lebanon.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports there's been a mixed verdict in the trial of three Memphis police officers involved in a fatal beating.
A federal jury in Memphis has convicted three former Memphis police officers charged in connection with violating Tyre Nichols' federal civil rights in a 2023 fatal beating that sparked national protests and calls for broad changes in policing. It was caught on videotape.
Watch out!
One officer was convicted of civil rights violations by bodily injury, and all three were convicted of witness tampering. The verdicts follow a nearly month-long trial for Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith. Prosecutors say Nichols was the victim of a so-called police run tax, a beating for running from a traffic stop. The three officers and two others involved also face second-degree murder charges in state court. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.